This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. An assessment of the quality of the care provided to military veterans at the VA hospital in White River Junction, Vermont, has found that management and staff failed on numerous occasions to follow best practices to keep patients safe. For example, patients under moderate sedation were not always released from the hospital in the care of a responsible adult. Documentation on whether patients were sufficiently screened before sedation was often missing, and pain levels were not consistently monitored afterwards. And in about half of observed cases, patients moving between facilities did not have the required written approval of their physician to do so. These and other issues pertaining to oversight and data collection were outlined in a 52-page report released yesterday, and with me now to discuss these issues is White River VA Medical Center Director Al Montoya. Thank you very much for speaking with me.
Of course.
So in reading this report, many of the allegations boil down to the same kind of thing, which is the failure to monitor on a regular basis whether caregivers at the hospital were checking the boxes, following protocol, documentation was missing, and if tests were done before providing certain medication or before a procedure, they weren't always logged. So my question is, why was the hospital not keeping closer watch and following the standard protocol?
Yeah, so certainly, Peter, I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to talk about our OIG CAP assessment review. So what we actually found in the resounding theme from our review, which was actually conducted back in December, is that the resounding theme was really making sure that our documentation was on point and the attention to detail was being followed. And so we have certainly learned from this opportunity, and from the day that the Office of Inspector General actually left our facility, we started to work immediately on corrective actions.
But why? Like, why was the hospital not keeping track more closely? Were you able to determine that?
You know, so I think we're looking at across the organization. We look at systemic or systematic things. I think, you know, certainly what we've done is infused process improvement or a Lean Six Sigma methodology into the mix. I think it certainly provides that fail-safe. You know, oftentimes what we see around the facility is that, you know, there's one person who does it really well, but when that one person actually retires, they also leave with that wealth of knowledge. And so really some of the things that we're doing to improve are to make sure that there's that wealth of knowledge across the organization, that there is fail-safes built into place.
Certainly the report wasn't universally negative, and that's not the image I want to present. It did, for example, complement the partnerships you've made with University of Vermont and Dartmouth-Hitchcock, and also your expansion of mental health treatment in rural areas in both states. But help me distill a little bit what you said about institutional knowledge as being at least part of this problem here. Losing people and the new people coming on not quite knowing the protocol, is that at least part of the reason why some of these procedures and protocols weren't followed to the letter?
You know, I think that certainly plays into it. I think, you know, one of the other factors, Peter, is that there are different areas that the OIG CAP visits hit every single year or 3 years that they come. And so it's really making sure that we're on our game every single day and that we're accreditation ready. I will tell you that we have certainly put in place mechanisms to track these improvements as well as improvements from any survey. You know, the day that the IG left, we got straight to work. Of the 24 items that they actually mentioned in there and there were findings for, six of those have actually already been closed out by the IG. Eight more of those are actually in process and completed by White River Junction staff or very close to being turned over to the IG to do that completion. And the remainder, the 10, are actually on track right now for completion. You know, many of these are just collecting the documentation and making sure that there's a record that shows the sustained improvement.
You may have sold yourself a little bit short there, Al, because I believe seven of them were actually closed out, according to the OIG, not six. 17 of them still in the works. What's it going to take to clear these up? Do you need more staff? Do you need more training for existing staff? Something other than those two things? What do you need?
So actually, we're doing what we already need to do, Peter. And so it's a lot of staff getting engaged and really making sure that we follow through these to completion. You know, some of these are making sure that we even have modified notes in our electronic medical record to show that documentation. You know, this is a reminder to us, certainly here in White River Junction, that we need to be on point every single day and make sure that the documentation that we put into the system is on point and as accurate as possible.
Data collection, of course, was a key point here. by some metrics, the hospital does quite well. Wait times are low on average, and the report indicates that in some ways access to care has improved. But the OIG also criticized how the hospital collects data. So how can we trust that the stats cited by the hospital that show things are actually good are trustworthy?
You know, since I've been here over, you know, I've been a permanent director here since June 12th of last year, we have put in place mechanisms that were not in place before. You know, right now we actually have a quality management department that when I came actually only had two individuals. We're now upwards of four or five individuals and actually about to make a selection for a quality management officer to lead that group, which is something that we haven't had in at least 9 of the 12 months that I've been here. I will tell you that I also, part of my background and my skill set is in looking at data and making sure that we use the data appropriately to manage the care and manage operations throughout the facility. And I will tell you that based on that and my experience, you know, I actually had the report card created where we can track this and track every survey results to make sure that we're hitting it on point.
Do you believe that patients are now safe in the hands of the caregivers at the VA in White River?
So, you know, Peter, as you know, I'm a veteran myself, 10 and a half years in the Air Force. I was medically separated. I get 100% of my health care at the VA and here in White River Junction. And I can tell you unequivocally that our veterans who come in here do get safe, quality care. I think, you know, one thing to note is that as in any healthcare organization across the country, there are going to be mistakes made. And the thing that is important to me is how do you improve from those mistakes and how do you learn? You know, as you know, I have an open door policy as well where veterans are welcome, certainly welcome to come in at any time. If I'm in a meeting, they may have to sit for just a few moments, you know, rearrange my schedule to make sure that I hear the voice of the veteran. You know, we certainly welcome feedback from veterans, family, and stakeholders. We do have a town hall, a public town hall, that is occurring next week on the 30th, and it will be starting here at 12 o'clock over in Building 44, Room 103. It will go from 12 to 1, as well as have tours afterwards. So we're really trying to make sure that we're being transparent and that we're listening to the voices of our veterans in the way that they want their health care delivered.
Well, Al Montoya, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Okay, I appreciate the time. Thank you.
That's Al Montoya, director of the VA Medical Center in White River Junction, Vermont, which is the subject of a new OIG report detailing extensive issues regarding safety, data collection, and oversight. You can find a link to that report at our website, nhpr.org. And again, that town hall meeting that Al Montoya just mentioned is on Friday, June 30th at noon at the White River Junction VA Medical Center.